And good Wednesday morning to you. It's 62 degrees, 737. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
Almost said Thursday.
You sure did.
You saw me. I slowed down. Slow down in life sometimes, and you'll get from point A to point B. Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. We have Patrick Hamilton joining us from York County. Of course, he oversees a lot of the Pennies for Progress projects and other things as well, right?
Sure, yep.
And I'm not going to even engineering.
Assistant County Engineer for Transportation.
There you go.
I've learned my lesson. Yeah. I am bound and determined to make you an assistant county manager.
Right.
But one day it will happen, and when it happens, you can say, Lucas forecasted it many years ago. All right, so there's a road project in Fort Mill that's part of Pennies 4. So yes. That's already been passed. That's moving forward.
Correct.
But this is a project that is going to take a lot of education from the public. And so you're having a special meeting for this one.
This is one of the more populated areas in Fort Mill along the Fort Mill Parkway. So the project will begin at I-77. It will be a 5-lane widening, come down Sutton Road, cross over 21, go through the new Spratt intersection that's under construction now. That'll be finished up in the next month or two. And it'll go along the parkway all the way up to U.S. Foods, which is where that bridge that goes over the railroad tracks. That'll be widened to 5 lanes. That was a Pennies 4 project. We've been doing the design and all the planning up to this stage, and we're starting the right-of-way acquisition now. So now we're going to the public, showing the public what they can expect with the project. Here's the timeline of the project. Here's the impacts if you live on that stretch of road. And just kind of showing the public what's coming and giving them an idea of what it's going to look like.
That is a big...
It's about a 2-mile stretch.
I was going to say, how long is that?
Long
that's a
stretch.
Big
it's about a 2-mile stretch.
So from the interstate all the way through down to U.S. Foods.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it does include that intersection at Sutton and 21. We're actually going to go north on 21 for, you know, quarter of a mile or so or two to kind of widen that a little bit to improve that total, that overall intersection as well.
So this public information meeting is not a time for folks to come in and say they don't want the project or, you know, give you better ideas. Like, it's happening. This is just more about all about education.
So this is about just giving information to the public. You know, if there's a little bit of tweaks here and there, maybe we can accommodate. But this isn't a time to say, well, we don't want this widening or... Why are you doing this? It's already been approved. The funding's there. It's going to happen. This is more just an educational type meeting to let the folks know what's coming.
So that area is already kind really getting congested because they're already doing some work near the soccer fields, Riverview, and then the new neighborhood, Elizabeth, is going up.
Correct.
So what do y'all forecast with traffic looking like? So I guess that's going to be a big part of the conversation.
There's a lot of work going on that right now. And I've been asked, y'all are already widening. No, the widening that's out there now is not us.
Right.
That's the developer who's doing the Elizabeth site who's had to go in and widen the road to a 3-lane road, add some turn lanes. That was a developer project. We're going to come in and widen that to 5 lanes, so you'll have 2 lanes in each direction in addition to the intersection improvement that we have out there. So, you know, obviously the widening's already needed now with all the traffic that's out there. People sit in it every day. So this will definitely help to go offset what's issues are out there now and also help with the future conditions once that Elizabeth site gets fully built out.
So this is going to impact what again? Sutton Road, Spratt Street, and the Fort Mill Parkway?
Correct.
All right, so this public information meeting for that road project is going to take place on June the 7th, 5 to 6:30 at Riverview Elementary School, right there in the heart of all that.
Right in the middle of it, yep.
And it's a drop-in style.
It's a drop-in style. There's no formal presentation. We're going to have some big maps and displays up for the public to come in, ask questions. You know, county staff will be there. Our design engineer will be there as well to answer questions and explain why we're doing what we're doing.
What is the timeline for this project? Like, when do you...
So we just started right-of-way acquisition, and I've told y'all before that can be a lengthy process. On this project, we're thinking at least 18 months for the right-of-way acquisition.
Oh, wow.
And that, remind us again, that's going door-to-door.
We have to go to every single property owner where we need additional property to be able to build the project. So we have to go talk to each of them individually. We'll do an appraisal. We'll negotiate. We offer fair market value. There's no taking or anything. Now, if it gets to a point where we can't reach an agreement, then we do move forward with condemnation, but we try to avoid that at all cost. So, yeah, it's just us going door to door, trying to get the property to be able to build the project. So that'll take at least 18 months on this project. So we're looking 2025 is our target to start construction.
Wow.
Probably the latter part of 25, but that's our timeline at this point.
Well, you've told us before with the Pennies for Progress project that you're almost looking at 10 years from start to finish.
7 to 10 years is about the average.
Because that takes in account like just doing all your homework ahead of time and dealing with inflation like right now and costs and everything. So we got to keep that in mind sometimes with the passing of when people see a Pennies for Progress project and they're saying it's not happening fast enough.
There's a lot of work going on behind the scenes.
That's right. And you've helped educate us before along those lines. Do you often do public information meetings on projects for Pennies for Progress? Because I don't hear about them
we do
too
on,
often.
Mostly on the larger projects. Like we did one on Sail River Road last year. Highway 2151, we did one a few years back, which, by the way, that one's out to bid right now. So for all those folks in Fort Mill sitting in traffic on 21 and 51, that one will be getting started this fall. So mostly on the larger projects. A lot of the smaller intersection projects are not as impactful to the property owner, so we don't necessarily have one on those. But mostly on the bigger projects, the more heavily traveled routes to give the folks an idea of what's going to happen.
And again, that project, it's Sutton Road, Spratt Street, Fort Mill Parkway. It's part of Pennies for that referendum, and there's a public information meeting that's going to take place on June the 7th, 5 to 6:30 in the evening at Riverview Elementary School. It's a drop-in style format. We're speaking with Patrick Hamilton. He is with York County, oversees Pennies for Progress and more under your name tag. More projects, but we know you, of course, for Pennies for Progress. I know we're almost halfway through our Pennies 5 meetings.
That's right.
We've got one coming up on Wednesday, June the 21st in York. So far, we have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mm-hmm. of them, 4 or 5 of them. Mm-hmm. Have they been well received?
Absolutely. We've had very good attendance up to this point. We're hoping that'll continue through. That's the purpose of the meetings is to hear from the public. You know, I've sat here and told y'all before, if the people don't come to the meetings or don't request the projects, we don't know what they want. So the one in York, that'll be the city of York will have an opportunity to request projects. Then, of course, the meeting's open to the public for anybody else who wants to attend and request projects, talk to the commission. Just a reminder, York County does not pick the projects. There's a 6-member citizen group that's appointed, and they are the ones who ultimately pick the projects that are on the referendum.
So what's happening right now, this commission, they're hearing from all the folks that are weighing in on all the roads.
Right.
They'll look at that long list once the last meeting is done in September and kind of whittle that down a little bit. All right. And then that hopefully will be the one that will be presented.
They'll narrow down and shortlist them and turn them back over to our staff to develop cost estimates for. And then they'll shortlist it even more once we determine what we anticipate the total budget to be on Pennies 5.
Do you find that since we're 4 or 5 in, that a lot of the same areas are getting mentioned at all of the meetings?
There have been a few repeat roads.
Okay.
Now, we've already been to Tiga K, so in July we go to Fort Mill, so I expect some crossover there. You know, we met with the Catawba Cog, and they had some crossover with some Clover projects, and I would expect some crossover with the city of York in a couple of weeks as well. So, yeah, that definitely helps the commission to see multiple entities requesting the same project.
That's
that kind of makes their job a little easier.
Yeah.
If there's multiple people and municipalities who want the same project.
Well, this Pennies 5 meeting will take place on Wednesday, June the 21st in York. You don't have to necessarily live in York to attend that.
Absolutely not.
And you don't have to necessarily give a York road, correct? I mean, you can...
Any road in the county.
Sure, okay.
And we also take requests through our website, penniesforprogress.net. Although I still would recommend attending the meetings and being able to talk directly to the commission.
Well said on that. All right, I know we've given out a lot of dates and times, so we'll simplify everything. Let's go back to the first thing, this Fort Mill Road project, which involves the widening of Sutton Road, Spratt Street, Fort Mill Parkway, that whole project, right? That's part of the Pennies 4 referendum. That's already been passed. That one's moving forward.
Correct.
But it's all about education about what's to come with that project. That public information meeting is going to take place on June the 7th, 5 to 6:30 in the evening. It's a drop-in style discussion. So you come in when you can, speak to the folks, ask your questions, and then you can go about your evening. Then Pennies 5, that's going to take place on Wednesday, June the 21st, and we'll give you more details about that meeting that's happening in York. Well, needless to say, it's job security for
that's
you,
right.
Patrick.
Busy times, for sure.
For sure. Well, thank you so much to you and the staff to make all this kind of come together, and the roads we drive on will help us to get from A to B smoothly.
Appreciate you having me on.